Who we got up in this bitch?
New Wave,
Nas. How you doing today, bro?
Feeling good, bro.
Say what's up to the cup.
What's the deal?
I ain't never said that before. Yo. All right, so this the youngest motherfucker that's ever been on this bitch. 17. Introduce yourself, bro. What you be doing?
New Wave Nas. I am an artist. I make music, something crazy. I've been doing my thing. I'm just blessed.
Really. You feel blessed?
Man, really.
Where you start, bro?
Man, literally started. It all started my sophomore year, bro. Just decided to drop a song. I was just rocked. My stepdad, Dave, he was just like, man.
Sophomore? How old was you?
Man, I
feel like was young as hell.
I was 15 when I dropped the first song, bro. Yeah. It was like 12 o'clock, bro. Dropped it, made a YouTube channel. Woke up with 2,100 views.
2,100?
Yes, sir.
2,100? Nigga, what?
Yes, sir.
And then what happened?
Man, after that, bro, I was staying consistent. And I just, all that, you know, coming from, you know, not having all that attention, you know, like just being a regular kid, you know, and then getting all this attention, you don't know what to do with. So it really messed with my mind mentally. And, like, it made me depressed, bro, because I lost a lot. I lost a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
In general, just like it made me
people
feel
turn on you once you get something.
Definitely. And you know, like, it was like I had this opportunity and I just wanted to throw it away because I was so like I felt bad. I didn't feel myself, bro. Like literally, like I had a high top and I cut it off because I didn't even like how I looked at, bro. I was just like so depressed at the point. I'm just like, bro, this ain't it. I fell off. Yeah. And just let it go.
Hit you hard.
Hit me hard, bro, because I wasn't ready for it. Never felt no type of pain before, so it really hit me.
Damn, you was 15 years old. I couldn't imagine having that much attention when I was that young.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, because I wouldn't know what the fuck to do either. So what you been doing since then? Like, you just been, you back on it, right?
Man, you level. I tell you,
your head feeling good?
Man, all this stuff made a man of me. I'm
man,
you
just
know.
Dropped that EP, boy! Yeah. Ooh, I listened to that bitch on the way here. Man. That bitch is hot, bro. No, play that. What was that first song called?
The Games, that first one.
We playing that bitch right now. Right now.
Girl, you bad and you the type to really throw it back, eh? Hey, are you betting? Hey, hey, oh. And we be bullying in the mosh pit. Got the gang going up, yeah, they popping. Yeah, they said, new way, where you really been? I've been posted in the trenches, all with my kin. Yeah, I'm going up in. Baby, yeah, you know you in your Birkin. When we hit a lift right, you be on it. You gon' talk up on my name, what you do? Girl, yeah, you bad, I'm a Bob Balenciagas. Yeah, they know I'm bad, yeah, they know I'm with some shotters. How you wanna, yeah, you can get it, but it's a problem. Pullin' with some killers, yeah, I'm rockin' with hot tips. Use a dead man, yeah. We gon' real, yeah. You ain't it, you ain't really it, yeah. We gon' get you, we gon' rip it, yeah.
Whoa, 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 again. Lying. Oh, 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 yeah, oh, oh.
Yeah, I got a couple problems, we gon' get ya. I be boiling with some demons, yeah, they red. How you hate on my name, we gon' sit ya. I be boiling with some demons, yeah, we red. I be really with them killers, yeah, them demons. When I see them, yeah, I flex like I'm Heat Man. Yeah, I see a lot of ops, they me scheming. Yeah, my man's really with it, ain't no pretend. Yeah, we jump up in that water, ain't no sinking. Ay, do a nosedive off the deep end. You ain't really with the beef, you be vegan. What you tripping on? What do you be thinking? What you sipping on, baby? What you drinking? I be sipping on that mud, talking real red. I'll leave you real stinking, talking real dead. I'm a blessing, I'ma really get you gifted. Your boyfriend, 5'5, he got little legs. Gotta leave, girl, moist, just a little way. Yeah, the beat ain't even living, cause I killed it. Yeah, I'm new wave, Nas, yeah, that big drip.
For sure.
Bro, but that bitch fire.
That is, bro. Like, the inspiration for that song came from literally, bro. I was, like, the song that made, like, I felt like, okay, I'm back. But I'm back better than ever. Like, the song I came out with was Murder. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to TC, Tosh Chapman. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate him because he came in clutch. And then from there, it just went everywhere. Boom, 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 boom. And then it just went everywhere. When I sent it to him, it went everywhere. And it went crazy on Snapchat. Everybody had it.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped that. Dropped Murder. I'm back on. Once I get back on, I drop Go Home. Back on. I'm dropping straight bangers. Right after I dropped in two songs, next week I dropped the EP because I'm coming hard. Yeah. Man, it's just been crazy ever since then because of more exposure. Like, I haven't been going to my studio. I've been going downtown Ipsy, and they just giving me more exposure. It's like, usually they tell me, they always ask me, do you want to do a private session? Do you want to do a private session? And I say, no, let anybody come in here, and I promise you they're going to feel it. And that's what I do every time.
That sounds fun as hell.
Man, it's crazy.
You come on studio sessions one day, boy.
You got to, bro.
That shit sounds fun as hell.
It's crazy, bro. Because, me coming from Ipsy, they people think I'm not a real rapper. They think I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. But if you really come to the sessions, you really see how I live, bro. It's crazy. And I'm not just saying that.
You should be dropping music on YouTube.
I'm dropping on YouTube because, honestly, it's so much more than I want to do than rapping. When I'm going to start vlogging. When school start back up, I'm going to start vlogging. There's so much stuff I want to do.
That's how I feel. I want like a platform where I could really just speak to people if I wanted to speak to them directly.
Right.
But also through like another thing, like music. When you speak to them in an indirect way, but like they feel it like a different type of way. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long? Wait, is you 15? How old are you now? 17?
17 now.
It's been 2 years. What would you say like your best project is?
Bro, you know, I'm going to tell you this now. I feel like my best project not even out. When I, every time I make a song now, I give it my all. Like I told you, like it's all like, like if I make like a melodic sound, I'm gonna give you that vibe. I'm gonna make you anything I make. I'm gonna make you feel it. If I put that pain into it, you're gonna feel that. Like you're gonna feel like anything I make, you're gonna really. I'm gonna make sure you feel it. And that's what's like. I feel like was different for me. Like coming from Ipsy, a youngin' me, me being myself, bro. I'm so humble because I came literally. I never always lived in the burbs, bro.
Right.
I lived with my grandma on the south side, bro.
Yeah.
I lived in places like. The kids where we stay would hate to live, bro. So me coming from and my mom getting me and moving us to the birds, bro. Like I really appreciate her. And like when I wake up, bro, like
your mom, you working hard.
Yes, bro, working
hard.
That's
how I feel about my mom.
Like, and when I think about that, bro, it make me go harder, bro. Cause my mom working to this day, working at the plant, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Every day she get home at 3 a.m. I wake up, talk to her for a little bit, then I work 2 to 10, 2 to 10. And while I'm working, bro, I be so tired, bro. I'm like. I just be like, man, this job is not for me, but it's all about patience.
Yeah.
And that's what I keep telling myself.
Patience and consistency.
It's patience. You know, you have to have patience. And I tell myself that every day before, like, when I feel like quitting and I get tired, it's all about patience. Because then once I do it, I'm succeeding more and more. From my last year, I made music and I fell off because I didn't know what to do with the attention. And I lost everything. Like, I lost everything. Like, people changed on me. People changed on me that I thought would never change on me, that I really thought had my back, but they changed on me. And I to this day, I can forgive them, but I can't hang around them. I can't look at them the same.
Of course.
And it's just like.
That's good to forgive, but you can't ever forget.
Yeah, definitely. Can't.
He said that. Tupac said that shit, didn't he?
I swear.
That's just facts. That's really how it is. It
really is, bro. And I'm real. I keep it real. Like, people ask me, like, when some cats in my grade ask me, like, why won't you make a song with me? Why won't you? It's not the fact that, you know, it's, and they get offended when I say, I'm going to keep it real to them. I'm not going to be like, yeah, we can make a song and not make a song. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to tell you this. The reason why I can't make a song with you is I put the work in. I put the time in. You just want a handout from me because you see the attention I have, but it's way deeper than what you think it is.
Right. Because you be doing it every day.
I do it every day.
4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours a day.
Literally, it's days. I'm in school. Do like literally just with my junior year, I'm doing work. I finished my work. What am I doing? Headphones in, writing songs on my phone. You can anybody, they know me. They know how I'm at work. I'm on break. I'm writing songs on my phone. That's just me, bro. I always just gotta keep it real when I'm like, I can't make a song with you because you just want the attention.
Right.
You want a handout from you're a rapper. You do this. You do that. You have all the flashy things, bro. The reason why I have all this stuff because I work towards it, bro. You can literally. What people don't know is, bro. My peers, like my class, 2020, bro.
Yeah.
They're scared to do things that can get them money. They're scared of being judged. So I make music, bro. His music lame. He nothing gonna be nothing. He's nothing. He's nothing, bro. Like,
but you work hard. Yeah. So you gonna get it.
So all the, but all they see is he just wanna be one of them. Wanna be one of them. And then the people that actually listen to my music, they tell them, oh, bro, you dick sucking. You, oh my God. You don't want to, like my own friends, I send them my music.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me all open. I see how real you was. Really? Just to show love. You don't even post it on your story. So then, the more exposure I got, the more work I put in, then they want to post it. Oh, nah, send me this. Without me even texting them, they text me, hey, yo, nah, send me that video. I post on my story. I leave them on deliver. I'm wrong. I'm wrong for leaving you on deliver. I'm wrong because you did me wrong, and you think I'm changing? No, no, bro. Real recognize real.
Exactly.
And I be trying to tell them. Like, that's just how it is.
Exactly. And every time I listen to your music, I just be like, because, like, I don't really be on my phone like that.
Right.
But every time I listen to it, I just be like, this nigga is really on to something. I don't know where you get the sound, but it's just like, it hit me. I'm like, whoa, this nigga is so different.
So different,
bro. And that's why I hit you up for this podcast, because, like, you just, like, you think different than
a lot of kids.
A lot of kids your age, bro.
And that's from, I'm going to tell you what that's from, bro. That's from pain, bro. Like, you feeling, like. You
feeling real shit.
Like, when I was little, bro, and I seen, like, people, like, pass, I didn't understand it because I really didn't know these people. I'm young, you know, seeing my mom crying and stuff, like, I'm just like, okay, like, mom, are you okay? But, like, seeing, like, somebody close to me gone, bro, like, I lost, like, we lost Chris, bro. Then I lost my cousin, bro. I lost my cousin Marquise. So then he was only 16.
Yeah.
And like, yo, I remember hanging out and remember you running hoverboards with me, bro?
Yeah, I remember that.
So look, that's in middle school, that's where I grew up really. And like we would just be outside hooping. And I remember my grandpa, he'll always make us lemonade, bro. Like just fresh lemonade, bro. And we would just sit on the porch and drink. And I like when I go over there, I just always that replay always in my head. That I miss him, bro. I really do miss him, bro. And I always think about, like, I really got a talent, and I'm not going to let this go to waste.
Because every second be counting, bro.
Right. They literally do. You understand
that. A lot of people don't.
They think it's.
You don't do no drugs or nothing, do you?
Nothing at all.
That's why. The good shit, bro. Like, a lot of people fall under that, like, stigma where you just got to do that out of high school and in high school and in college. But everybody, you really don't.
Like everybody. But honestly, bro, what if I want something, bro? Like, let's say I want some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure I get them shoes. If I'm in a session, I'm going to make sure I get that session.
I'm going to get them sneakers, just
like,
nigga.
Just like kids, they play the game. They play Fortnite on this. So they ask me why I don't play games, bro. I have a PlayStation.
Me too. My shit collecting dust right now.
All that, I have that. Dust. But I don't have time for none of that. I work 2 to 10, get home, get in the shower, talk to my girl. I might turn on a movie, but I got to work back in the morning. Yeah. So it was like, I'm chasing this money, and I'm only 17, and I'm a minor, and I'm making minimum wage, so I'm getting 8-hour shifts. I'm getting as much as possible. I'm trying to get the most cut as possible as I can, and what I'm doing, I'm getting sessions, and I'm getting so much exposure.
Right.
And they saying when they see me with all this stuff, like I'm about to have my own car that I paid for. That didn't ask for nobody.
Right.
That's, and like me being a 17-year-old. A lot of my kids my age don't do nothing but sit at home. They don't like to work. And they literally, I know some of my friends that don't like to work. That's why me and my friend Chris are so close like these, because he literally the only friend I got to me, in my opinion, like my friends at work. So like with him, he on the same thing I'm on. He trying to chase that money. If you're not chasing that money, I can't be around. Or you not doing nothing positive.
This summer, I worked 2 jobs. So it was like, I worked 7 days a week, 8 hours a day, came home, wrote songs. Then I would record podcasts once a week. Then I would work out every day because I wanted to be built. So I worked out every day.
Right.
I made sure I ate right all summer. And then like just like it was recent, like past 2 weeks, I quit that other job. I didn't like the job,
right?
But I had patience. I wanted to get that money going. I have money saved up on the side where I want to just move away.
Right.
I don't want to stay in the city forever. I love this city. Trust me. I love this city to death because I've been here all my fucking life. But I don't want to live in a bubble where where everything happens exactly the same every day. I want to be able to travel, go places, see new things, like just discover new people. Like, I want to move to LA by 2021. Right. And the way you're talking about it is like, that's smart to be like that patient. You're doing a great thing, bro. Cause like, you really gotta like understand. Cause I was like delivering pizzas, bro. I hated that job.
Right.
Every fucking day, bro. I get in the car and the coworkers, I didn't like them.
Right.
And it's just like, you gotta do what you gotta do. Patience. Exactly. That's what's up, man. Work hard, play hard, nigga.
You know it, bro. I just be grinding for my spot, bro. Cause I really feel like my mom told me all the time, like, it's just, like, my mom, bro, like, she gets to me, bro. Like, more than anybody could ever get to me. Like, they can say whatever.
Right.
It ain't gonna get to me. But when it come from my mom, bro, like, I just really want to do it for her, like, honestly. Because, like, she believe in me. See here, like, I literally, she'll tell me to do the dishes. All right. She'll be listening to music, like, usually before she go to work. She'll turn it down just to hear me sing. And she just listen the whole time while I'm singing, bro, like. And then she just be like, do that again. That was so cold. Or she'll just like embrace me. And then like I go to the studio and I record that and I get all these views. It's like she knows what type of sound I have.
Yeah.
So she knows
you.
Yeah.
So she came from her.
Right, like, of course. So like when she hear like my generation sound and like how I sound, like she'll be like she'll be on the radio, like she'll be in the car listening to the radio. She'll be like, this song is horrible. You're way better than woo doo woo doo. She was like, you just live here. And you got to get up out of here, Nas. And she just tells me all the time, like, you got to get it for yourself, though. Like, and I know I can do it.
Because you got to work to get out of this bubble,
definitely.
Bro. It's so hard. It's harder than people imagine. Just to be able to, like I'm trying to save up at least $10,000, $20,000 on the side.
Right.
Just to live decently outside of the city. Right. Like, just to be able to, like, live for, like, a little bit, get by.
Just to get by.
Just to get by for a little bit. And then, like, it'll be worth it once you get past them hard, like, them hard times. It's gone. Everything will be worth it, bro.
Definitely, bro. I definitely feel what you're saying, bro.
You believe in that shit.
I really do.
You be dreaming a dream.
Like, just the, like, the little, like, the stuff I have now. Like, thinking when I was, like, my freshman year, like, dang, all this stuff I have. But it came from me working hard, so.
Exactly.
When somebody like asks me like, bro, like, can you like, what is you like? How are you getting this stuff? I'm like, bro, I'm just working for everything, bro. Cause they ask me how I get this exposure. I'm working for everything. Everything does not come straight to you. We ain't got it like that, from bro.
Exactly.
We definitely ain't got it like that.
Yeah, and I used to be real distracted in high school, bro, with my girlfriend. I was going through it with her, and then I was playing games all the time. I was smoking weed. I was really distracted. I wasn't like how I am now. And what snapped out of me is like, once high school was over, like I broke up with my girlfriend. I was just by myself for a while. I started working on myself. I just started like rewiring my head. And when I started rewiring my head is what I mean. Like I started treating myself different.
Right.
Like I looked in the mirror. I was like, okay, like I have all this time, but it's going by too quick.
Right.
So you got to put something into your time where it's going to be worth it. And then
that's definitely right, bro.
I'm trying to make like a stamp before I leave.
Yeah, I feel that.
Damn, nigga. That EP is cold, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. That, when I was doing the one song games, that with that vibe I had on it.
Yeah.
With that graspy voice, because I know you. Oh, I know you.
That flow was so hot, nigga.
Man. That joke was crazy, bro. Like, just when I write a song, bro, like, let me look.
So how do you be picking these songs when you make all these songs?
I'm about to do it for you. I'm about to pull it up for you.
You about to do it? We're going to do a freestyle in a minute, nigga.
For sure. I just got to show you, like.
Probably, like, 20.
like, how I, like, make a song. Like, just how I write, bro. I know what the people want to hear, bro. Like, so, like, when I hear, like, something. I made this song called NASCAR. Like, you go, like, I was washing dishes. Like always, my mom, that's just something she like me to do before I leave the house, before I go to work. And I heard this beat, bro. It was like so hard. So, and the first thing that came in my head was just like NASCAR. I'm like, bro, why is NASCAR coming in my head? And it was like, she listening, she turned the music down, she listening. And I was just like, heard the beat drop. I was like, NASCAR, NASCAR. I like fast cars. And I'm like, hold up. I ain't go cap. Because my hooks, I'm just like, what can I do with that? Like, why am I talking about NASCAR? Like, but I like fast cars. I'm like, that's a fast car. You know, like, that's good. So I was like, this is what I did. I'm like, who wants to listen to this? I'm just like, bro, no one's going to listen to this. Like, I'm like, but I'm talented. The day I finished that song, it was like this. NASCAR, NASCAR. I like fast cars. I can hard feel the fame. Then we got to pull cars and bust down, bust down, bust down. Now she's screaming out new wave because I'm a pop star and all these baddies. Yeah, they really start to notice the gang, they demons. They like putting plays in motion now when you see me. But all these lanes want to be me now when they see me. Now they really get to speaking. I just get to put my vibe on it.
Speaking. Yeah, no, that singing shit is so
and
like.
That's what they like on it, bro.
Yeah, that's like. It's just different.
Man, it's different how I put it together because it's just crazy, bro. Like, you know, I put you hip to my sauce.
Yeah, yeah. I can't tell nobody that.
You know how you
know. They don't get hip to that.
Like, just how I, like, singing-wise, bro. Like, growing up with my mom, I watch her cook all the time. And she'd be listening to Anthony Hamilton. She always listened to, like, Mary J. Blige and stuff like that. So I would always be singing, bro. Like, that taught me how to sing, like, my melodies, my favorite melody, like my favorite run is like, oh, 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 oh yeah. I like stuff like, I like to like keep like a long run. So like I could be rapping like, you was not humble, get hit with the 30, you know you can't hit with the gang. My body is singing your girl and make sure you know that I'm saying the trend. But 30 little ladies that even want to talk my lane. Like I do that. And then like out of nowhere, you just hear like this amazing singing part. Like, bro, what is you doing?
Yeah, you just switch it up like out of nowhere.
Yeah, I just like, I'm very like, different, bro. Like when it comes to like, I can rap this way, I can rap that way, I can rap that way, I can be a rock star, I can do it all, bro. And that's what a type of talent you don't get from Ipsy. Like you don't really hear that from coming from artists. Like you just hear that Detroit style, you know, or you hear that like
I'm tired. I'm be honest, you know, I am tired of Detroit music, bro.
Man, I ain't gonna tell you
how they play out here, man.
That's what
I like it, like. But I try to listen to a very like wide variety of music because right. that's what builds sound is when you listen. Like I listen to rock music and then I listen to some fucking jazz, but now I'll kick it with some rap. But like,
right.
like I always try to like mix it up and I'm just tired. Like everybody plays it. Everybody.
Yeah, they really do. Like I just, they're like, I don't know. I just feel like, bro, like that type of music, bro, I feel like that can never make me like get blow up.
Yeah, because it's not you.
I might make a couple of them, but, bro, I can't apply all pressure to this. That no, yeah. I want to do like with the EP. I made it very versatile with singing, rapping, hard, like just something that you would feel. And like with my next EP I'm dropping, I don't even know what I'm gonna call it, but I know I'm gonna do more singing on it because I really want. I want like feel. I want the feeling.
Right.
And like just that feeling, you know, like. That feeling when you do something great, bro, and you just get that feeling like, man, I really did this. Like when I do something, I accomplish something, bro, and I just sit back like, do they it was like, just saying I couldn't do it, like stuff yeah, like that.
Do it feel like you have like a bunch of frustration making it, and then it's like you lift up.
It's like
when it's over,
bro. It's not even. It's like a breakdown, bro. It made me upset, bro. It's like a. But I get the like. It's like a. It's not gonna say depressed, but it's like a. Yeah, it's like a frustration.
Yeah, it's like a frustration. That's what it feel like to me. Cause like I get so frustrated. Like I want this to happen. This now and then I put it together, and then when I finally hear that final product or I see that final product, it's just like damn.
It's so satisfying.
Like another one.
Like when I get my music, like when I record, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And they see like my engineer Drew, bro.
Yeah.
He thinks I'm dope, bro. When I go to the studio, bro, I don't play no games about my sessions. When I go to the studio, there's no, like, people go in the studio, they don't finish no songs. They just, like, put one part and come back.
Fuck that.
No. When I go to Drew, and I go to my people's, they know I'm not about to play no games. When I come in here, I'm doing what I need to do. I'm all about business.
Work.
So when I go in there, they know, they already know what I'm on. There's no breaks. There's no nothing.
No phones.
Literally.
No, none of that shit.
They know when I come in there with that popcorn and that lemonade, it's bad because I go straight to work. That's all I need, bro.
Popcorn and lemonade?
Man, that's
bro, what I love snacking while I do shit.
Man,
it
they
just make
like,
me feel like if you like appreciating your own work,
definitely,
because like you're treating yourself as you like go with it. Make sure that's recording. All right, bro, you trying to do a freestyle, bro?
Oh yeah, I need it. You can play any random beat on that.
Any random beat? Mm-hmm. Where my fuck?
Focus, and I got a couple plays in motion. Why you talking on my name now? Yeah, she want me for the fame now. Yeah, they popping for the clout now. Told the lane, it's piped out. You be talking all that Rachi. You ain't really talking about nothing. If we really put a 4-5, yeah, really, really get the pop something. I ain't playing, I be on it. My mama, she know that I'm on it. My daddy, you know that I'm on it. Your granny, she know that I'm on it. Got ice on my neck and they love it. They talk on my name, I be love it. They make us, they know that I rub it. She rub on the way, yeah, she love it. Got ice on my neck, can't touch me. They mad cause my bro got a glizzy. He got 4-5, you know he ain't missing. It ain't mad cause they know pay attention. It ain't mad cause they know that I'm whipping. I got ice on my neck, new freezer. It ain't mad cause they know that I beat her. Beat her back, her name was Keisha. I can't even delete her. Baby, yeah, you know I'm gon' leave ya. Cause I'm on my neck like DJ. Yeah, you mad cause you know we gon' fever. I'm too hot, think I got me a fever. It ain't mad cause they know I'm legit. Poppin' that shit, I'm the shit. Poppin' that shit, I'm the shit. Ice on my neck, can't miss. Yeah, she gon' hit lit. Bro, got brick. I said, no, don't sip. She gon' talk on me. Sip that beat on me. Yeah, they mad, I'm on. Ice on neck, they know I'm on. Yeah.
Dizzy,
new way.
Dizzy. Look at me, who it is. Bitch, I gon' win way too ski. Oh shit, now ski. On my watch, go tick. Oh man, I'ma pull up on a bitch like I pull up on a wrist. I'm pulling with a flick. I ain't playing with a bitch. I'm playing with a tick like niggas gon' do it like I'm playing with my shit. Hey, yo, niggas gon' ball, call. Hey, gon' do it like a shot, call. Everybody know when I fall. No, hell no, niggas, I don't fall, bruh. Oh, y'all niggas don't know me. I ain't playing with a niggas like a phobie. Hey, y'all gon' throw the shit frisbees. Everybody gon' get like get me. Dimes, donuts in my motherfucking bag. Bitch, I do it like all niggas zig. Bitch, I zag, bitch. Oh man, I'm a cold killer. Bow nigga, rockin' fall with them diamonds, Zilla. Diamonds, pressure, roll on, killer. Ava, know me, poppin', kettle, butter. Hell no, popcorn, popcorn. Bitch, y'all, like Allah, like Allah, like Allah. Hell no, niggas don't understand how I do it. I'm the fucking man. I'm playing like a light skinned nigga with a tan. I'm dark skinned like a dark skinned nigga with a fan. Fuck y'all, my biggest fan is in my room. I ain't playing that. Goddamn, I don't give a damn. Fuck you, I ain't give a Sam. Me and Nas gon' kill it, nigga. Cause I told y'all I'ma get it, nigga. But I'm in the cup and I spilled it, nigga.
Nigga, you tight. I believe in you too, bro.
I really appreciate that coming from you, because, you know, I see you work, bro. I see you doing your thing on the podcast, bro. Yeah. And when I seen your podcast and I heard it, I think it was the one where this guy, he would go places for clothes.
What's oh, yeah. Bryce Kentner.
See, now.
Hustling as a starting your own
that was,
clothing business.
That was dope.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy. Because, like, some people, I noticed people in the city, especially, like he came from my college.
Right.
He drove all the way out here just to do that podcast, like an hour away.
That's dope.
But I noticed people in the city, like, they just different, like, you different. It's just certain people, they don't apply to everybody else.
Yeah, like.
They apply to themselves.
I know exactly what you're talking about, like.
They optimistic.
Yeah. Like, one thing, bro, that makes me, like, happy, bro, like, because I don't cuss in my music. So, like, when I rap, my mom always told me, like, don't rap. Yeah. But, like. I don't know. The more, like, when I hear some fire stuff, I'm like, ooh, that'd be cold if I put a, like, a little.
Because, like, that F word, bro. Man. I just like, fuck. Like, man. This, like, it just be punching.
But it's like, when you, then, like, but then when they actually hear, like, when I let you hear games and I was ripping on it, bro, it was so hard that you didn't even know. Like, you wouldn't even be able to think. Like, you would think it's cussing in it.
Yeah, but you're not.
And I'm not even doing it. I'm just.
But that's what makes really good music, is when people catch, like, you make it really catchy.
Yeah.
And then, like, people replay it. And then they hear the lyrics.
Right.
Because they listen to it the first couple times. They don't hear shit. But then the lyrics hit them. Then they sing along and shit. Yeah. That's what makes, like, people really connect to your music.
That's true. That is really true. But, like,
some cuss words really don't even matter. It's just like a lot of emphasis when you say a cuss word.
Yeah.
That's why I like to. I have a potty mouth. I gotta fucking. Because, like, when I cuss, it's like I try to bring light to, like, what I'm saying.
Right.
But that's all it is. Like, I don't see a problem with cussing. You only 17, you know?
Right. It's just like, I don't know. Like, my mom said you can do it when you get older. She's like, just from your music-wise, I don't want to hear it right now. But she been asking me, like, you planning on cussing anytime? Just like she want me to. Like, yeah. Sometimes she'd be like, I don't think she care no more. But that's just when I started, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, she see me, like, maturing, like, and it's crazy because a lot of people, like, I used to be, like, a class clown, bro, that kid that was just silly, bro.
Me too,
bro. Like, just a dancer, bro, and, like, I don't even dance no more, bro. Like, all that stuff is not, it don't amaze me no more, bro. Like, I just did that for attention, but, like, bro, like, now, bro, like, me, as, like, me now, bro, I'm a whole different person, and that's what a lot of people fail to realize is that, bro, like, I'm not no little kid. This ain't freshman year. Y'all don't know me no more, bro.
Exactly.
Like, y'all gotta understand, like, when they see me now, they say I'm fake. I'm not acting fake. This is the real me. I'm giving you the humble side of me. Like, this is exactly all I know now. Like, I was not mature at all. Like,
yeah.
I be trying to tell them, like, when they see me, like, quiet in class and just on my phone and just in my zone, I just be in my zone. That's basically right. What it is. Like,
stay in your lane.
And, like, I tell my mom every day, like, Just the opportunity, like, on some real deep stuff, bro. Like, because I love my mom so much. Like, I just be like, just the opportunity of me being your son, it means so much to me. And I tell her that so much because she made me who I am today. And I would never take nothing from her. And I always appreciate her. And that's when I tell her, when I make it, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Because she made sure I was having sessions. She made when I didn't even have a job, bro. And I just really, I do it all for her. And I do it for me. That's one big thing. She tell me, don't do it
for anybody else.
Yeah, do it.
Everything for you.
Right. And ever since, bro, I've been back up and rolling, bringing bangers after bangers, bro. That's what I like. Now, when they see me, they act like they know me, but they don't know me.
They don't know Nas. They know Nasir.
Man, but they
don't know that new way. They don't know that new
way. I swear.
Yeah, how you come up with that name, by the way?
I had a dream, bro.
Dreams be crazy, don't they?
Swear to God, everybody was thinking, about, it's food place, about chicken. No, it's not about chicken. That new wave is actually, it's not in you, you know? It's a new wave, you know? Like, I had a dream, bro. I was on this beach, bro. And these waves and the water was so beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm just on this beach and the sun coming up, bro. And it's just me. And it looks so beautiful, bro. And then I woke up. I'm like, them waves, bro. I woke up and I said, them waves.
It was one of the really vivid dreams.
And I woke up, bro. I wanted to go back in the gym, and it was about 6. I woke up at 6:45, and I had to go into school. So I got a shower. And that next day, my stepdad was like, when you want to make a song? When I got home, me and my mama went to the store. And I was like, new wave, Nas, out of nowhere. And I wrote it in my phone. And then I forgot about it. Then I came back to it. That's my rap name.
New Wave Nas. That's a good name. That is it, like, any abbreviations or anything? Is it always New Wave? Capital NW, nigga.
Just when people see me now, they expect me to call me New Wave. Because they see how humble I am, the respect and the grind.
Hey, if you could describe yourself as a color, what color would you be, bro?
I have to be orange, bro.
You would be orange. I'd be yellow. Bright, bro. I'm a bright motherfucker.
Man, definitely.
Yeah, it's just like, I was writing about, like, do you write a lot? Not like lyrics, but like, just write?
No, I just, music-wise, I write a lot, but not really. But my teachers, you know what's crazy?
What?
My teachers, bro, they, like, when we got to write an essay or something, but I'm so quick with it, and this is beautiful.
Yeah, bro.
I'm so used to writing.
You're good at it, bro. Keep doing it.
Definitely.
I write 3 pages of subconscious writings every day. Every day I meditate, and then for like 15, 20 minutes, then I'll go upstairs and then I like sit in like by a window or something. I'll just write whatever come to mind, just write. And it kind of like organizes my thoughts for like the rest of the day,
right,
where I could just think about what's going on in my life in this moment. Like, what am I, what's my next, like, what, how you thinking?
Yeah, what's my next move?
Yeah, what's your, what's my next move? How you be thinking?
Right.
And, like, that really helped me because I was just like that in high school. Like, I'll just be, sometimes I'd be quiet.
Right.
And I'll just be, like zoning. And then I started meditating when I turned 18. And that's when I really started, like, becoming, like this.
Right.
Like a person that's, like, always moving and shit. Like,
right.
Yeah. Give it a shot, bro. It might help, bro.
Right.
I see a lot of myself in you. That's why I like you, dog.
Yeah, bro. Like, one of the things, bro, I feel like the coldest thing, like, I ever made that'll make you think about it, like, writing-wise, bro.
Yeah.
I said, I wish that I could just erase it. Mm-hmm. Time goes by, but there's no waiting.
Damn.
And I'm like, I wish that I could, like all the things I did wrong or, like, all the pain I felt, I wish I could just erase it. But when I'm trying to erase it, time goes by, and there's no waiting at all. So right. I was like, what can I do?
Exactly. Well, a moment goes by faster. I mean, a moment goes by so fast that you can't catch it.
At all.
Not one moment, bro. Every second, bro. You can't catch it.
That's why you got to appreciate it.
Yeah, bro. It's just crazy. All right, man. We're running out of time. Anything you want to spill on the mic? Oh, I didn't spill no shit today. Hold up, bro. Drop a fact for me, bro. Before you roll out of here, man. Drop your socials and shit. Drop anything you want.
Social, New Wave Nas, Snapchat Nazir101.
You're.
But fact, man, me and my boy gonna get up out of here. And that's facts. That's for sure, some real spill right there.
Can I do it? You wanna do it with me? You know the phrase?
What is
it? He spilled that shit.
So we just say it at the same time?
Yeah, loud as shit, though.
All right, you ready? One, three.
One, two, three. He spilled that shit all over the mic, nigga!
Oh, damn, bro.